@_a_tete.wmuc on Instagram. We post bad pictures of ourselves and other things, mostly bad pictures of ourselves. And you should follow it at
@tete_a_tete.wmuc
on Instagram. But anyways, our guest. Your mic's on.
You want to introduce yourself?
Yeah.
Hey everyone, I'm Caroline.
Wait. Talk again.
Hey everyone.
It's broken.
Talk into it now. Like scoot up.
Hello.
There we go.
Hey everyone, I'm Caroline. We're having some mic problems, but we're back.
We're freaking back. Woo. And you can introduce yourself for real now.
Yeah, I'm Caroline. I'm a grad student now.
Wow.
Yeah.
But I met Izzy through our awesome frat Epsilon Eta.
Former president.
Yeah, former president. And now I'm a little unk, but super happy to be here.
So happy to have you. Tonight, we're talking about something very near and dear to me and Caroline's, and I guess Sarah a little bit too, hearts, which is Charlie XCX. Yeah, we both went to Sweat Tour. Caroline's, you've seen her way more than I have.
I've seen her like thrice.
In freaking Barcelona, bro.
Yep, Barcelona.
So crazy.
Have you only seen her the one time? Or?
Yes, only the one time. Which, Sarah's technically, you've seen her twice. Right? Didn't you see her open up for someone? Or maybe I'm thinking of Morgan.
I don't think I did.
Okay, then I'm probably thinking of Morgan.
No. Let me look it up.
Didn't she tour with Taylor Swift?
I think she did.
Yeah,
I think
she
I
opened
saw her
for
open
the Reputation
for...
tour.
Yes, I was there. I did
I
see
think,
her.
Okay, I think Morgan was also there. But,
I didn't want to be wrong, because I think Camila Cabello also opened for Taylor one time, and I didn't want to get the two wrong.
No, she did.
Because I saw a tweet that was Taylor Swift, Camila Cabello, and Charlie XCX,
yes.
And it was a picture of them, and it was like, your first week of college-ass friend group.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I like that.
So criminal. Okay. Why does it do it like this?
It's a really bad setup. There's no way to... Yeah, on the computer.
Ugly.
It's really hard.
Okay. We're doing a tier list of primarily albums and then, like, other stuff, too, if we have time. I have a feeling in my heart we're not going to have time.
I could talk about Charlie for the rest of my life.
I know. I feel like we never have enough time on this show to hash it all out. But I was thinking we would go in order of, like, oldest to newest and then, like, discuss...
Wait, you're doing each song from each album?
No, we're doing each album.
But we'll discuss standout songs.
Yeah, yeah. I wrote down, like, favorite songs from each album.
Yeah, same.
So first is gonna be True Romance, which, Sarah, you really like this album.
I do really like this album.
Do you want to start with your thoughts and opinions?
Not really, no. I'll let y'all take this.
Okay. So I did like the traditional like S A B C D E F tier list.
Same. I didn't get anything below B.
I did.
Okay.
But I was like kind of critical, and I was also like, I wasn't just rating them on the scale, I was rating them in reference to each other. So if there were like ones that I thought were way better than others, like then I'll like, even though like something may not be like a C quality album, if I like something significantly better than it, it's going to get bumped down.
Okay. So you and I did this differently.
Did you just do it, like, in a general sense, like, not comparing them?
So I didn't compare them to each other at all. Well, I compared them to each other a little bit. You'll see where I'm coming from later.
Okay. I gave True Romance a B.
I gave them A.
Okay, here's
them. I would give it an A. I didn't rate any of them, but I would give it an A.
I said, really solid debut album, so it gets extra points for that.
Yeah.
But for me personally, it's the songs are kind of 50-50 for me. I either love them or like find them kind of meh. Like, I don't know. You can see like which ones I have liked. It's like not that many, and that doesn't mean I don't like the other ones. It's just like, I don't know. Like, these are like the ones I have liked are like no skip bangers, like would listen any day of the week, and the other ones are like, if they come on, like, I'll listen to them, but, like, I'm probably not going to put them on my own.
Yeah. I think it's crazy how You Ha 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 is making, like, it's going crazy on TikTok right now.
It's such a good song,
though. It's such really a good song, and it deserves it. It does. It's so crazy. I gave it extra points because it's a super strong debut album. I don't think I said anything that you didn't say, but maybe I was just a little more generous with the tears because I just love Charlie so much.
No, that's fair.
But yeah, I agree that some of the songs are not necessarily skips, but I'm never gonna go to choose to put them on. But I think that like it has enough like continuity as an album that I don't think I would put it lower than A or B.
That's fair. Yeah. I think the fact that I was comparing them is part of why I put it in B.
Makes sense. Makes sense.
What are your favorites from this album?
I'm trying to see if we have the same ones. Nuclear Seasons is my favorite for the album, I think.
It's a good
one.
Really
good song.
And it's like, what a crazy way to open a career, essentially. I know. I love that song. I think Nuclear Seasons is my favorite and You Ha 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 maybe. But I can listen to You Ha 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 on repeat for like so long, and I'm just like in my own world.
It's so
that
good.
Song was big such for me song. Last fall. I love that song. Yeah, that one in So is... Far Away were big for me last fall.
Yeah. I think So Far Away is my favorite
it's
from this
so
album.
Good.
It's really good too.
It's just like it like feels like epic, you know?
Yeah.
Like it's like I'm in a movie. Same with You Ha Ha. A lot of these songs are like I'm in a movie.
Yes,
songs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I just love when I feel like I'm in a movie.
Yeah, no, that's
so I think that's
so
why
fair.
I put it A tier, because this is more like movie vibes than a lot of her other albums.
I agree.
That's valid.
Okay.
I think I accept that rating, and I'm willing to agree with an A. Okay.
Happy to hear it.
Next one up, Sucker.
Like I said earlier, B is the lowest tier I have. That being said, I did put Sucker at a B tier. It's fun. It's a little dated. It's how far?
I gave it C.
Yeah, I was gonna say I know you. Put
C
it
was
in
my
C.
lowest tier. My notes were, has boom clap, and that's low-key about it. Boom clap carries this album.
Yeah.
Body of my own and doing it also good.
Rita Ora.
Sorry,
yeah,
sorry.
Rita Ora good, bro. I like her vibe. But, yeah, this is, like, easily my least favorite album.
Same. It's also my least favorite album.
Like, I don't know. Every now and then, I'll remember that, like, London Queen exists, and I'm like, girl, like, what were you doing?
I know.
Like, driving down the left side of the row feel like JFK.
I forgot that was
that's
a lyric.
The lyric. It, like, I think about that lyric probably more than I should be.
No, that's okay.
Because it's just so bad.
It is really bad. But I still think it's fun. I think she was trying to have a little fun. She was exploring her sound.
Also for the time,
here.
Too.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Like 2014.
It's very 2014.
Oh, yeah. And
I feel like it's very fitting.
Boom clap was such a big deal for me.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, such a big deal for me. Also, does it sound like crazy and crunchy in your ears, or is it just my headphones are bad?
I think just your headphones are bad.
Okay, that's what I thought.
I can check the...
Yeah, no, I think it is that my headphones are bad, because when I twirl it, it, like, gets better.
Oh, that's like my aux cord.
That was happening to me the other day in the FM studio, too, so...
No, but I love Boom Clap. That's
me,
like...
Me, too.
I would not be a Charlie fan.
I mean,
that
one hit the radio. Like, I mean, not that all of her songs have it now, but like that's when I like first remember hearing her.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Have y'all watched the music video too?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fault in Our Stars. Like,
oh my god.
Like, guys, you had to be there. You just had to be there. Like, I can't even explain if someone.
It's literally
like,
transformative. Like.
Yeah. If someone like who like was born like 100 years ago like asked me to explain the cultural significance a Boom Clap Fault in Our Stars music video. I can't even put it into words, but it's like...
I could probably do a PhD about it.
It's just like, in my heart, like, it's so important to me. Like,
yeah. And that's why, and that's why I literally could not put it lower than B, because I it feels like such a disservice.
I know. Boom Clap is just such a good song.
No, it's okay, because like, if I was objectively trying to rank them against each other, I would have put it in C as well.
If Boom Clap wasn't in this album, I would have put it in D.
Wow. But yeah, you're right.
But like, because like, I don't know, like Body of My Own is good. Doing It is good. Break the Rules is like...
Oh, Break the Rules is like a little fun.
It's like fun. It's like, oh, like we're poppy, we're poppy.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
But yeah, no, I'm not. Sucker's like good too. But this is definitely her worst album, like objectively. Yeah. Like, I don't know. This was very like, yes, queen, you're in the industry.
Yeah.
You got signed to a label.
She's figuring out her sound. And I will say that I'm sure the label had a lot to do with it.
Oh, yes. And so I don't blame her for this, but it's not.
Yeah.
It's not her best. Okay. Number One Angel. Do you have any?
I have it in B tier as well.
Yeah. I
Sucker
put it in C
and
too.
Number One Angel are my two least favorite Charlie albums.
Yeah. This one, like, it's not bad. It's just like, eh.
I love lip gloss. I'm sorry,
I was
y'all.
Just about to say, I do love lip gloss.
Yeah. Lip gloss
but
is
I love
good.
A Cupcake feature. That's
Me
the thing.
Too.
Like, I just love...
If Cupcake wasn't in this song, it would not be what it is.
I also like Roll With Me. It kind
I
of,
love
I
have Roll
that,
With
yeah,
Me.
Yeah, I like that one, too.
Roll With Me feels like kind of a call to her more recent stuff.
Because yeah. of those two songs, I would say Number One Angel is better than Sucker.
Yes, agreed.
But...
Because I also have a straight up just like, ranking of the albums in my notes, and Sucker is last, and Number One Angel
yeah.
is.
But like, if I'm comparing it to like I put True Romance in B. That's like objectively, True Romance was way better than either of those albums, you know.
Yeah, well, hence why I put it in A.
Yeah, yeah. no,
same
we had similar. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
We had similar thought processes. But yeah, anyways, moving on.
My now girlfriend we're... just texted me. Shout out, Sophie. Blame It On You, Erasure.
Wait, is that a Number One?
Yeah.
I low-key don't even have that, which I do love that song.
You don't
I
have
don't
that
have
saved?
It saved.
No
Why?
Way.
Sorry, I'll amend that.
There you go.
Because I do love that song. I'm just not dialed.
Is but he like, saving Blame It On You live, by the way, guys?
Yeah, like in real time. Caroline just watched me click it. But yeah, anyways, moving on to Bigger and Better Things, Pop 2.
S. Top fucking tier album.
I put it in A.
No way. Are you serious?
Well, okay, S tier was reserved for like...
How I'm feeling now.
I put it in
Wait,
A.
Wait, we're doing Pop 2? Sorry, Pop I just two. Saw that Canvas is back up. Official announcement.
Huzzah! Take it back down again. Who said that? No, but here's what I said. First album of hers that I remember, loving. Like,
amazing.
I, like, discovered this album, and I was like, wait, why her music kind of good? lots of really fun features on this
yes.
album, too. Like, Cupcake
Kim Petras?
And Tommy Cash. Kim mm-hmm. Petras. Like, put me on a lot of good artists, like Kim Petras
I
and
love
Caroline Polachek.
Kim Petras. And I love the Carly Rae Jepsen feature. That's a good song, too.
Mm, that is a good song.
None of them are bad songs.
The reason, the minus points that didn't put it in S tier.
Mm-hmm.
The Jay Park verse in Unlock It.
Oh, okay, yeah. But I actually think that the rest of that song is so amazing.
It is really good.
That
every time
I
it's
love
on, Every time
that
it's
song.
On in the car, Izzy skips the... guy's part though.
That's so real.
Yeah.
That's so
I just,
real.
I, like it comes on and I get like it's like a visceral like fight reaction. Like not even fight or flight, just fight. Like it like
yeah.
it makes me want to like I'm going to like find him and hurt him. Like that verse is
I think that's a threat. I don't know if you can say that.
Well, like not actually, guys. Like I'm just messing. But it just it's so out of place in the song. The song is so like poppy and fun
yeah.
and like it's
it
like,
is.
It's, we're like, lock it, lock it, lock it. And then it's like,
lock it, lock
unlock
it.
The swag, Ray Drummond.
Yeah, I'm no,
like,
it doesn't, it does
whoa.
Not belong. It
Where
does
did
not
the,
belong.
Who, whose idea was this?
One of these do not belong.
So if he weren't on this album, would
S-tier.
It be S tier?
Yes.
Damn, Jay Park, are you listening?
Jay Park, if you can hear me, bro. Like, bro. Also, do you remember on TikTok in like, I think like 2018 or 2019? Or 2020. I don't know. It was like, either pre-pandemic or very beginning of the pandemic. Do you remember that remix of Unlock It?
Yeah.
That was so good.
So fucking good.
And guess what it didn't have in it?
J Park.
So, yeah. Literally, like, J Park when I catch you, bro.
I also love Fembot. I love that song. So,
honestly, I also, like, I like all of the Tommy Cash features.
Yeah.
Like, all of the, every single Charlie XCX Tommy Cash collab, they're awesome.
There's a reason there's multiple of them.
There's a reason, and it's because they're freaking awesome. Yeah.
We can't talk about this album without talking about track 10.
I know, okay. I was just going to reference my notes to be like, okay, well, like, what are my favorites? Like, we didn't talk about that. My favorites are Unlock It and track 10.
Yeah. Yeah, mine are track 10, Unlock It, and Fembot. Those are the three I wrote down. Track 10 is a song of this fucking century.
Yeah.
That one's like blowing up too, I feel.
It is.
Yeah, it is. But
and I'm glad it is.
Rightfully so, again.
Yeah.
That song is legendary.
It's so
another
good.
Movie song.
No, definitely.
I literally feel like I'm in a movie. I wish I could have seen her perform it in the rain because those videos are electric.
Bro. Literally so jealous of anyone who's ever... Yeah, it's freaking AJ Cook.
Yeah, AJ Cook.
AJ Cook, not J, G. It's an AJ Cook production, which, like, put AJ Cook on anything, bro. I'm streaming the heck out of it.
I love that man. Did you see him when he was at the 930 Club?
Unfortunately, no.
Oh, it was awesome.
It looked so awesome.
I'm really sorry.
It's okay.
Okay, so you said A, or, yeah,
yeah.
A... And I'm saying S.
Yeah.
But again, we're like saying, we're talking the same tune here.
We're on the same page.
Yeah.
Just like, I don't, like, yeah. I like this album. It's just like, if there's any song in an album that I hate, it's not going in.
Okay.
S.
That's fair.
I hate, like, even though I love the song, I hate J Park enough to bump it down. Okay. Charlie, what do you think?
What did I say? I put Charlie in A tier.
I did too.
Strong album. Next Level Charlie is my favorite song from that album. She's always hitting it out of the gate with the great opening song.
Yes, definitely.
It feels a little transitional, like in her, I guess in her like journey through her albums and her EPs. It feels transitional.
It was a really nice like segue from Pop 2 to how I'm feeling now.
Yeah.
Like it felt appropriate. Yeah. Also, the features on this.
Great.
Really just fantastic. This song with Claro on it, I don't like when it gets a little weird at the end. But February 2017, really good. 1999, really good.
Amazing.
Click, really good.
I don't like Blame It On Your Love featuring Lizzo. She already did it with track 10. I don't think she needed to do it again.
And then, I don't know, like, not to hate on Lizzo, but hating on Lizzo, I just...
I know, I don't...
Not too much now. Hey, I like her.
No, it's not like I dislike Lizzo. I just don't love her part on that song.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, I don't. It's just like it feels a little out of place on the album, like as a whole. But I really like this album.
I like this album a lot as well. Slept On. One of her most slept on, I would say.
Official, though, feels like it should be a How I'm Feeling Now song.
Yeah.
That's my take of the evening. Well, there will be more.
But that's
takes.
Why it feels like, that's why it's so, like, transitional, because some of the songs feel like they belong on Pop 2, and some of them are much more How I'm Feeling Now.
And she looks so beautiful in the
album cover. I'm not going to lie to you. I was looking at the album
Bob's
cover, and
out.
I was like, titties. Sorry.
And that was huge for me. And then, like, how do I make this bigger? Whatever. I don't know how to freaking work Spotify. How do I make this big? Whatever. Kill me. Really good album, though.
Yeah.
No complaints. Sarah, you got any?
Mm-mm, I just love Shake It.
That's a really good one.
Good one.
Yeah, generational bangers.
Definitely.
On this album. Okay, How I'm Feeling Now, S.
S. Best album. Easily. It's her best album.
Easily her best album. And it, like, paved the way for Brat, but I feel like it should have gotten the recognition Brat got and then some.
Yes.
Like, it's just such a masterpiece. The songs all, like, every single song in this album liked for a reason.
Oh, yeah. I didn't take any notes on this album because I could talk about it
It's so freaking
immediately, weird. Anytime, any day. It's amazing. Again, starting out strong with Pink Diamond.
Such a good song.
And then Anthems and Visions, both incredible ways. And it's a journey. She takes you through it.
It is. And it feels like we start and end in the same place.
Yes.
It's like,
yeah.
It's beautiful.
Like with the like end of Visions with like the just the instrumental at the end.
Yeah.
And amazing. Then,
with her album, she always likes to get a little tender in the middle.
Yeah,
like we get a little
right.
tender right here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then I finally understand we lock back in.
Yeah. Party for You, I love.
Such a good song.
Always makes me think of Bottoms.
Yep.
I'm like,
yeah.
Yes.
Good movie.
Rachel Sennett.
Love
like,
that Sennett. Movie.
I just saw Rachel Sennett when I was in L.A.
Stop it
yep,
right now.
Yep, she was out. She was talking on the phone.
Dang it.
Yeah.
My gosh, did you guys see the interview where she talks about getting hit by a car?
I think you showed it to me.
It's hilarious.
She's so fucking funny.
She is so funny.
She's like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Okay, also, what are your favorite songs on this album?
My favorite songs on this album?
Yeah.
Anthems, Pink Diamond, and C2.0.
Yes. I also put Claws.
Yes. Yeah. I wasn't sure how many favorites I could have.
Like
all of
like
them.
Yeah, low-key all of them. But yeah, Anthems is
yeah.
just like so freaking hype.
Oh yes, Anthems as well.
And like fun and awesome. And I love Claws. Claws is so cute.
Mm-hmm.
There's this folk band I like that did a cover of Claws.
Oh really?
The band's called Howdy.
I'm looking it up after this.
It's spelled H-O-V-V-D-Y.
H-O-V-V?
D-Y. Like Howdy, but
oh, yeah,
the instead of a W, it's V's. And they did a cover of Claws. And it really, like, because it's, like, acoustic and, like, a little slower, it really, like, highlights how just, like, adorable the song is. Like, it's such a sweet song. And I feel like Charlie XCX is, like, underrated as a love songwriter. Like,
yes.
I feel like, y'all, we're not talking about this enough. We need a... Y'all not hearing me. Y'all not hearing me. Because she is a real... Like, she writes a good love song.
Yeah, she does.
Know? Like, let's talk about that.
People take her for, like, so surface level, but, like, she's not at all.
She's not.
Yeah.
And it's, like, also, like, calling it surface level because she writes songs about having fun. Like, bro, God forbid. Like, every song doesn't need to be, like, sad and, like, thoughtful. Like, they don't all need to be thoughtful. It's okay to write a song that's a little fun.
It's good okay? to have a like, mix of them in because she gets
yes.
thoughtful, too.
She just gets
thoughtful with a sick beat.
Yes, and it's good.
It's amazing.
It's good and awesome.
It's what I need.
It's what everyone needs. It's what the world needs. They just haven't realized. Oh, I'm dropping things. Okay, next up we got Crash.
Hear me out. I like Crash.
I do too. I think this is my favorite album cover of hers.
Izzy, I know you're going to have a problem with this ranking.
Y'all heard the sound I made.
I know, and I'm looking at your face right now, and I'm like,
no,
listen,
I'll hear
take-
you out.
If you are separating it from, and that's why I was saying at the beginning, I wasn't ranking them against each other or like ranking them. I was just simply ranking them on like album quality. Because this is objectively an excellent pop album.
Mm-hmm.
It has good features. It takes you for a journey. There's a lot of continuity throughout it. Like, it's very, very catchy. It's just much more mainstream than the rest of her music. But
okay.
That doesn't make it a bad album.
You're right and you're true.
Thank you.
And I did write my first bullet for Crash was really good.
Mm-hmm.
However, my second bullet was took a while to grow on me. Didn't like it much at first. That's why it is in B.
That's fair. That's so fair.
I feel like just the jump to Crash from how I'm feeling now.
Oh, yeah. Crazy.
It gave me like violent evil whiplash. And I was like, what is happening? Like, I didn't get into this album until maybe like 2 years ago.
Hearing it come out and listening to it, I was like, Charlie, what are you doing?
I was like,
girl?
Whoa, girl. Like,
but
go back right now. But.
But surface level, it's a great album.
Yeah. It's objectively a really strong pop album. And yeah, like, the features are really fun.
I love Beg For You. And
I
know,
that
we
don't
love
it.
Yeah, it's a great... Because
I do really like this song.
That's low-key a karaoke song for me. I sing both parts at Looney's Karaoke.
Nice. My favorite... Earl, do you want to say your favorites in this album?
Constant Repeat. Beg For You. I'm going to keep thinking about the third one. Good Ones. Sorry. Okay. Good Ones also has a banger, Just Dance.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's actually pretty
good.
I'm
not privy to this.
It's good.
My favorites are Constant Repeat, Twice, mm-hmm. and Baby.
Oh, okay.
I feel like we're not talking about Baby.
No, I like really Baby, too.
Like, not like we as in the people in this room, like we as in the world.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, I feel like it's just, like, I don't know. The way it starts out is, like, it's, like, so, like, fun and sassy. It's like, like, we're going out on the town.
I don't think it's my favorite, but I also really like Yuck. I think it's so cute.
Yuck is fun.
It's so fun. Cute. It's a good song.
See, like, none of us have said a bad thing about this album.
I just, the fact that it was such a vibe change, yeah. And I was not ready.
But that's why I did it in just
I couldn't have been ready.
I mean, no one was. No one was ready.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, it also speaks to her versatility as an artist.
Exactly.
Like, being able to do both, like, more, like, alt pop and just, like, normal style pop as well as she does. Like, she does both of them really well. And that's not something you can say for a lot of artists. Like,
definitely.
Not even just outside of pop. A lot of artists will attempt, like, a genre change. Like, not, like, permanently, even just, like, for one album or one EP. And
like,
they
Lady
just,
Gaga, for example.
They don't do it
well. Well, but no, she ate.
Well, Lady Gaga did it well. But, like, I don't know. There's a lot of artists that just don't do it well.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Do you listen to, like, Willow at all? Do you know her?
Yeah, so I've seen her live, and sorry to the Willow fans out there, not such a good live performer, no. But after I saw her live, and I was like, really? I, like, went and I listened to some of her music, and I was like, oh, this is pretty good.
Her older stuff, though, is on a completely different level from, like, when she did that, like, rock album.
Oh, yeah.
Which, like, it was good. It was fun. It, like, there's plenty of songs I like off of it, but it doesn't compare to her older stuff. Whereas Charlie, like, her very poppy stuff and her more, like, alternative, like, or, like, hyper-pop or, like, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Kind of music. They're both really good.
Very strong.
And you can't say that for a lot of artists.
Yeah.
Not to get, like, too cerebral with it.
Yeah.
But,
we
okay.
do XCX World next? Because that is
yes.
Year.
That, what did you say?
You go first.
You go first.
Oh, okay.
Go first.
I just put my notes away, so give me a second. Oh, okay, A, but also if it had been released, it would probably be S.
I agree.
But it was, like, again, listening to those demos a little all over the place.
Yeah.
Some of the songs are a little more mainstream, like Crash, and then you have, like, Bounce and Queen Lizzie, which are, like, crazy, so good. I love Taxi.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I wish it had been released. Anything that Charlie works on with Sophie, I'm like,
bro. Gone too soon.
I know.
Bro. But yeah, I agree. I think just the fact that it's not an actual album and it's all still demos makes it so that I feel like I can't judge it fairly.
Exactly, yeah.
And, like, I know that, like, especially the songs that, like, Sophie was, like, heavily involved in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was so much potential in that album.
Yeah.
And it could have been something really great, but because it was demos and everything's, like, still, like, in progress, it's, like, I feel like I can't put it on the same tier as, like, how I'm feeling now, you know?
Yeah. Well, yeah. So
it's just, like, it's just not there yet.
It's not, but it's because it wasn't released. Like,
yeah.
There
by no fault of its own.
Yeah.
Which is such a shame.
I know.
And I know she's never going to release it.
Never. Never. I don't even think she'll release any of those demos.
Yeah, I doubt it. I mean, it's like, functionally, it is released.
Yeah.
You know? Like, everyone, it's easy to get a whole your hands on it, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But, and it is really good for, even for, like, demos.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good.
It's really good.
But it's just, it's not, obviously, a collection of demos isn't going to be on the same level as, like, a professionally polished and mastered, like,
yeah,
fully fledged album.
Definitely.
But, yeah, freaking rip XCX World, rip Sophie, bro.
Yeah.
Like, never forget.
Literally never fucking forget.
But yeah, I gave it an A.
I gave it an A as well.
Do you have favorites that you want to list off?
Wait, yes. I think I said them already, though. Taxi, Bounce, and Queen Lizzie are my favorites.
Bounce
is fire.
So good, bro. Such fire. A good song. It's just so fun. And then, last but not least.
Brat is S tier.
I gave Brat S as well. I think it's... And I also, I lumped in, like, the all other versions of Brat.
Oh, okay. So, like, yeah, Remix.
Yeah, Remix and like, Brat, extra. But there's, like, more or whatever.
Album. And, okay, listen.
It deserved the hype.
It deserved the hype. I know you were on the Brat summer train before everyone ever knew what the fuck Brat even was. When Von Dutch came out, I was playing it. Every pregame, every party, everywhere I was at, I was like, play Von Dutch, play Von Dutch. Like, what is that? I was like, guys, this album is going to be the album of the summer. Like, just trust me, just listen. Yeah. Same with when B2B and Club Classics came out. It was like, album of the summer.
When Club Classics came out, I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, this is it, y'all. Charlie's back.
Charlie's so back.
We're so back.
Von Dutch is my favorite song from the album. It started out my favorite song. It always has been. That song never fails. It is electric. It's literally electric.
It is a really good song. The first time I listened to it, I was a little bit thrown off. And then I listened to it again. And I was like, wait, this is really good.
On the day it came out, I think I listened to it 50 times.
It's like all I listened to on the day I came out. Sarah can vouch for this because it came out, I think, we had a math exam. And then I also had a chem exam the same day.
Oh, yeah.
And it came out after, or like during math. And I listened to it the first time on the walk from math to chem.
Oh, wow. That's an exam hype up song if I've ever heard one.
Yeah. And I think I did well on that exam. I can't really remember, but I feel like I did well. My favorite song on the album is Everything is Romantic.
Oh, yes. And
I'm glad it's getting the hype it's
I love that
getting.
Song, too.
Also, with the remix album.
The Caroline Polachek remix is excellent.
It is excellent. I like the original better, I have to say.
Really? Yes. I do, too.
I don't know.
Yeah, Miss Free Bleeding in the Autumn Rain, bro.
I love the Caroline Polachek remix.
I love that, too. Come on.
No, it is really good, but the original is just...
I also just love Caroline Polachek so much.
I knew, but I could have told you what that song is going to sound like before it was released, because I knew exactly what she was going to do.
Yeah.
I know. And, like,
she always puts a weird spin on things.
It's like, it feels, like, cerebral. Like,
yeah.
Her music is
like
very,
that.
Like,
that's
cerebral.
So cool.
Yeah.
I'm not there.
I like Caroline Polachek a lot.
I do too.
I do like her a lot. And I want to like her music more than I do. I feel like I'm not, like, mature enough.
No,
like,
whenever she and Charlie
like,
get on a track
there's, like, a
together.
Lack.
Whenever she and Charlie get on a track together. Come on, Welcome to My Island.
I put that on the album tier list. I put Welcome to My Island on the album tier list.
I put that on the
S.
album tier list in S. And I also put Speed Drive on in S. And I put Vroom Vroom also in S.
Okay, I forgot about Vroom Vroom. That
How?
Whole little EP is so good.
Amazing.
So good.
I love Vroom Vroom. Do you know, you probably did know this, for everyone out there who didn't know this, Von Dutch and Speed Drive were written and recorded in the same session, like as each other.
Yes.
Yeah. Fun fact.
Ugh. Also, y'all, So I, A.G. Cook.
Oh my God.
Remix.
Yeah.
When that came out, I think I listened to it like 100 times in a day.
Yeah.
Like, and like,
it's like Sophie was in that
studio
like with them.
I like a lot of the other remixes, but this is the only one that I can say with confidence and love in my heart is like 100% better than the original. Guess and Girl So Confusing remix versions are close behind.
Yeah.
But So I. The A.G. Cook version is, like, a masterpiece.
Yeah.
I think I just think it's so good.
I'd also like to give a shout-out to 365 featuring Shy Girl.
Mm-hmm. That is also really
That's
good.
That's amazing.
Shy Girl is really good.
I love Shy Girl. She killed opening for Charlie and Troy. So good. What are you about to say?
He got to the show late.
No way!
Her.
Yep. Oh, my God. I'm really sorry.
And my mom
that.
Was like, it's fine. We're going to McDonald's. Like, it's fine. You don't even like her that much. And I was like, okay. Like, I don't know. I wasn't about to fight with my mom and my friend who both, like, wanted to get McDonald's.
What can you do?
But I was like, y'all, like, I will go hungry for this, I fear. Like, come on, we gotta, let's get on the road. But yeah, we missed Shy Girl opening, which was devastating. I was a little late to Shy Girl, I feel like. I didn't really get into her music until, like, I don't know, like, I already had my tickets for the show.
Oh, okay.
For, like, several months before I even listened to anything that was only Shy Girl.
Yeah, I would call myself a passive enjoyer, passive listener of Shy Girl, and now I'm an active listener of Shy Girl.
Okay, you need to put me on, because I'm still not active. I'm still passive. But, like, some of her songs... Wait, let me
pull
this up.
I like the two that she put out recently, or I
the
don't
one
know how recently
that's, like,
was,
Dolphin
but...
or whatever?
Yeah,
Dolphin.
Oh, yeah, I like that song.
I like both
I really
of those
love
two. I like the other one better, though.
Forever.
I can't remember the name.
Me, too.
Also, not to be a hater, but I really wanted Spring Breakers with Kesha to be better than it was. And maybe I just haven't listened to it
me
enough.
Me, too.
But
no, me, too.
Wait, I listened to Kesha's newest album for the first time all the way through yesterday. What the hell?
I haven't listened to it. I did listen to Boy Crazy, and I like
I love Boy Crazy.
There's, like, two songs.
Is that, like, the only good song?
Yeah. So, yeah, basically. It's just, like, there is... Like, those songs are just, like, random songs. That is not an album. There is no, like, continuous...
I see people hating about her performance, and everyone's like, you just don't get it. Like, she, like, is supposed to be kind of messy, and, like, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
But not to say that the song should be like that, but just her performance on the tour.
So the album was mid. The song, like, they went crazy with the remixes and shit for Yippie Kaye, which is objectively not a good song. And she way overuses, like, the hand clap, like, that in the album. It's in literally every other song.
Okay, let me look at which ones I have liked from the new. I really liked Boy Crazy.
Oh, yes, Boy Crazy. Boy Crazy and Attention, exactly.
And Attention.
The two good songs. And Attention is because of Slater. Fucking loves
I hate to say it, but it's not because of Kesha.
Okay, wait. Freedom is also a
and
little crazy,
Joyride
but you have
good.
To. Oh, of course. Oh, Joyride's amazing.
But except, which I think I told you this. I saw a meme one time that was like, Joyride feels like what clowns would listen to on their way to hell.
Yeah, but it's
like,
amazing.
Which, like, the song is still good, but I can't hear it the same.
That's
after hearing that. And yeah, I did really... Like, I don't know. I feel like Kesha is good, but she's also, like, trying so hard to, like, chase the high of, like, her old songs that I think it's holding her back from being, like, what she could be.
She's not true to herself and her music.
Yeah, she's just, like, trying to, like, be freaking, like, Y2K baddie. And it's like, girl, like, you're, like, almost 40 now, like... It's okay.
I used to get videos of her mom all the time on TikTok.
No, what's her mom like?
Her mom, like, used to help her write songs.
Oh, that's
cute. Her mom's, like, exactly how you would picture Kesha's mom being.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
No, I'm not privy to Kesha's mom, but that's wonderful.
She, like, travels the world now or something. I don't know.
Okay.
She's, like, not helping, I guess, anymore.
I mean, I bet she makes royalties. If she's a writer.
Oh, for sure.
That's lit.
Yeah. And, I mean, like, old Kesha is so good that it's, like, girl, like, just put out whatever. Like, who cares?
Yeah.
People will listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it doesn't have to be good. But it would be nice if she could figure it out and, like, put out something good.
Yeah.
You know?
The album just doesn't make sense as an overall album. I love, like, if you know me, you know I love, like, will only, not only exclusively, but I love listening to albums over playlists, like, 90% of the time, because that's how they're made to be listened to. That's how the artist put those songs in that order for a reason. And you're supposed to, like, enjoy the journey of being on an album. I also feel like when you're listening to an album, it's easier to, like, focus on work or something else, because I don't know, some songs are, like, jump scaring me if I have it in a playlist. But I feel like an album is much better, and sometimes I feel like I'm in a movie. But Kesha's album does not feel like an album. It feels like a playlist of Kesha songs.
Bad Kesha songs.
Some bad, some...
Some good, some...
Boy Crazy's
a
lit.
A lot bad. Boy Crazy
so
is so good. So good.
You will never see a lesbian singing those words, singing the words boy crazy, like you saw me in Kiki's 2 months ago. If you know, you know.
When I got really into boy crazy was also a time when I got really into Horse Girl.
Yes. And then I love Horse Girl. Wait.
By a proxy, because Horse Girl is German, right?
Or
European. I'm pretty sure she's European.
I don't know.
She's European.
German or what? You could say German. That worked.
That slipped me into getting into MCRT, which slipped me into getting into Jost Klein and Skiagu, which are...
You're losing me a little.
Really less than ideal rappers. Sarah can...
I would never listen to it.
Sarah would never listen to it.
And I'm German. No, I'm not German like that, though.
But... it also eventually led me to like this like sub group of like girl German rappers.
Cool. That's awesome.
It's just like so
definitely
like,
better
fun
than the guys for sure.
And like just like fun and sassy. And I'm like, this is awesome. Like, yes, girl power.
They're also really or, like, hot too, which helps.
Yeah.
Are they rapping in German?
Yes.
Yeah. That's lit. You have no idea. It's just vibes.
Yeah, literally. Okay, Icky Mel. Is like the main one. I-K-K-I-M-E-L.
I-K-K-I-M-E-L.
Dude, her music, it's just like, it's so fun. Like, I'm having fun. I'll give you, let me see, let me pull up some specific recommendations. Yeah, I have a playlist and it's called Bad.
Okay.
And it's of all the bad European music that I got into.
Just text it to me.
As a result of Boy Crazy and then Horse Girl.
I'll listen to the whole thing.
No, I won't send it to you because it's bad. But I feel like Icky Mel could be really big for you.
I'm really excited to listen.
Who's That and Bling Bling are like...
Okay.
Both of them have gotten popular on TikTok, like kind of, it's like on like weird German TikTok that I've unfortunately found myself on, but it's just like like they're just like fun and poppy and like God forbid a guy wants to have a little fun, like
I love that,
you know. But yeah, that was a tangent, my bad.
I don't know how we got here. Shy Girl,
Kesha.
Yeah,
I think that's how we got here, was Kesha.
Yeah.
Which Shy Girl's British too. Well, I guess they're all kind of British.
Charlie's
British.
It's Charlie. George. Sorry.
You're really good at that. Do we have any songs we want to play?
Like, honestly, any of the songs that I listed. Do we want to do an oldie or a newer?
I say do an oldie.
Yeah, let's put the people on. I feel like not enough people know about Welcome to My Island, and it makes me sad.
Oh my God, we need to listen to that.
Okay, let's put that on.
Yes, please. Don't mind me jamming out over here.
Dude, it's such a good song.
Never fails to get me hype either.
Focus / No Angel, also really good.
Yes. There is so many Charlie songs.
Yeah.
Girls Night Out.
Girls Night Out is so good. I feel like we're not talking about Girls Night Out. Like, y'all not listening.
And no one knows Girls Night Out.
It's so good.
It is good.
Wasn't
that was gonna be on XCX World?
Okay, that's
that was an XCX World song. But that, like, if we're talking again about the continuity of albums, that doesn't really make sense with some like bounce.
Yeah. Where is it? Oh, maybe it's not in here because it's technically Caroline.
I'll just sing it for you guys. No, don't worry.
Okay.
I like to live my life luxurious, eating caviar toast, buying out the Ritz. I've been told I can be tricky in relationships, cause I need someone who can take on all the challenges. Yeah, I've always been afraid to commit, but now I've fallen so hard, it's a total eclipse. Cause it's emotional and physical and so legit, he's got my legs wired out like banana split. We're always showering each other in expensive gifts, I put the two-tone Cartier on his wrist. It was love at first sight from the moment we kissed, I want a white dress, countryside, house and kids. Back at the start, think you knew that I was dangerous, with my face enhanced on my natural lips. So then catch a flight, see if you can handle it, and if you can, then welcome to my island, bitch. Thank you. Welcome to my island, bitch. But I know just how to behave. Cause I can be a good girl, box and milkmaid. Or you can drive me down to Florida and fuck me for days. Like at the start, think you knew that I was dangerous. I've done a couple bad things if you catch my drift. Told him, baby, you can pull up on the landing strip. And if you do it right, welcome to my island, bitch.
Hope you guys enjoyed that.
Isn't that just such a good song?
Why did it go to an underscore song? That's fine. Yeah, that's such a good song, guys. Like, y'all not hearing me. Y'all not hearing me.
Mm-hmm.
RN. Okay. But yeah, Sarah, do you have any opinions?
I love that song.
Yep.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, you do.
Well, but you like Caroline Polachek, right?
I do,
so
yeah.
So do you like her just original version better?
No, I would say like this version better.
That's good.
I do like the album that's on.
Yeah,
that
me too.
With my Island's on, but I don't know. I think this is fun, more fun than the other one. But I do like the other one as well.
Also, I like the lyrics better of the Charlie version.
Me too.
Yeah, me too.
Like the lyrics of the Caroline Polachek version are good, but again, it's too like woo woo like.
Charlie brings a little raunchy to it.
Oh yeah. Oh, I love her lyrics.
And like, I don't know, raunchy is like, that's more down to earth to me. Like, that's more like real and genuine. Like, Caroline Polachek, I know you're a freak. Like,
I know. I've never heard anyone say buxom milkmaid in a song like Charlie has.
Literally,
she makes that go crazy.
Yeah. No, but this album is good.
It's a great album.
It's a good album.
Yeah.
And having Welcome to My Island as the opener is like good and smart.
My high school art teacher put me onto that album.
I think.
Damn, that's awesome.
I know, kind of like so hilarious.
We're looking at Pang. I like So Hot You're Hurting My Feelings.
Yes,
I also like the A.G. Cook remix of that song.
Yeah.
Good.
I love Pang.
Me too.
The song.
Yes, yeah.
So good.
Her feature on Blood Orange's new, what was the EP or the album? I don't know which one she was on, but it was really good. Her song for that one is really good, too. Not that that's about Charlie at all, but...
Also, Spring is Coming with a Strawberry in Its Mouth.
That's a good one.
Such a good song.
Wait, I love this song from I Saw the TV Glow. Starburn and Unkissed is, like, actually an amazing song.
So good. Okay, all the songs from I Saw the TV Glow.
Really good.
So good.
Yes, because Sloppy Jane and Phoebe Bridgers, that song makes me like want to crash my car, but in an amazing way.
Oh, like so many of the songs make me want to. Which, speaking of your car, how are things?
She made it here this morning. Well, I had to pay $700 to get a new alternator, and I also had to get it towed from lot one.
Oh, gosh.
Because it shut down, like, on the side of Adelphi Road when I was driving to Campus Inn. Dude. I had to jump it, battery. So I was like, I'm not driving her home. Must get her towed. But yeah, she's good. Fair. Mary Jane is on the up and up.
Do you still live in the same house you lived in last year or no?
So I do live in my parents' house.
Nice.
Yeah.
How far is the commute?
20-25
oh,
minutes.
Oh, that's not bad. Yeah.
Well. Where did you, can I be nosy and ask where you grew up?
I grew up in Kensington, Maryland. I went to Walter Johnson High School.
Did we talk about, have we talked
yes.
about this?
Okay. I think so. Probably. Probably like years ago. But
I went to BCC.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I remember.
On Forge.
I know, on Forge.
WJ, not much better, though.
No.
So.
Not much better. Not at all, actually.
Not better.
Not
really.
Better.
About the same.
Yeah, but not for long. Moving out in December.
There are worse places than Kensington, though. Not
yeah. Gonna free rent is lit.
Yeah. Definitely. Sorry. We have 9 minutes left. Any, like, do you have, like, anything you need to, like, get off your chest? Like,
I'm looking at my notes to see what else I wrote down about Charlie. Oh, okay.
Sarah, you've been quiet. Do you have any opinions also?
Mm-mm. No, I don't think I do.
You're just happy to be here?
Yeah, I'm thinking about all the work I got to do.
Oh, shut up.
My last thoughts, Boiler Room Ibiza, a better set than Boiler Room New York, but Boiler Room New York, more iconic.
Agree.
It, like, began the whole, like, era of Brat and everything. So,
yeah,
super iconic, but Ibiza is always my go-to. I put that on when I'm doing homework.
I agree. Ibiza's an objectively better set.
Yes, it is.
But, like, oh, my gosh. I wanted those dang New York Boiler Room tickets so bad.
Oh, my God.
I literally applied with, like, 100 freaking emails.
I applied with
the email of, like, everyone that I knew. I was like, please, dear God, please. I was like, if I get these tickets, like, I don't care what's happening. I'm dropping everything. I'm going to New York. Like, I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Like,
I know.
I'm like, literally so mad that I didn't get a ticket. I'm still, like, angry.
Thinking about it, I just can't imagine how being in that room would have felt. Like, probably.
Like, sweaty.
And amazing.
But, like, awesome.
So awesome.
Yeah, I literally, like, oh my. And also, like, in terms of, like, album promo, I don't think she could have done it better.
Yeah.
Like,
so
that
good.
Was such a smart way to mm-hmm. promote the album. Also, the Sympathy is a Knife, Boiler Room, and New York. Have you heard that?
Yes. Yeah.
So good.
Really good.
And I love the album version of Sympathy is a Knife, but the Boiler Room version way better.
Yeah.
And I wanted so desperately for that to be the version she put out. And then when it wasn't, I wanted it to be on the remix album. It wasn't. Mm-mm. But you know I'm going on YouTube and streaming that, like, on the reg.
Do you like the Sympathy is a Knife remix?
Who did it again?
Ariana.
No.
I don't love it either.
Well, the fact that I couldn't remember it, I feel like tells you
yeah.
how I feel about it.
Yeah.
I think, I as a whole,
it's
I liked the original.
It's a knife. When you, I don't know the words.
That is what she sounds like, though.
I know.
She's like, it's a knife.
It's a knife.
It's a knife when.
Yeah.
Like, girl, shut up. Shut up. Who put you on this track?
That was,
not
yeah,
me.
That was random. Do you, like, I, the feeling of, like, what name is going to appear next on the billboards? Where is it going to appear? Like, during the, like,
ramp
up. That was so thrilling.
Then,
but I kept hoping for some names that they just never appeared.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Agree. But I don't know. I always just remember the, like, excitement of, like, when those guys from, like, whatever were, like, on the billboard. People were like, oh, it's the guys. It's the guys. And I was like, I don't care. Do you know what I'm talking about?
The guys from whatever.
Yeah, you didn't care about it
the
either,
guys,
clearly.
The guys.
No, it was, like, it was a big thing. Everyone was like, the guys, the guys.
Which guys? I probably,
let
I mean,
me
I
figure,
probably didn't care.
Let me see. Oh, this is not. That's not. The guys from whatever, guys.
No, I'm just
from
really
the
trying
1975?
To think.
I think maybe from the 1975.
The I Might Say Something Stupid, the 1975 and John Hopkins.
Yes, everyone got so excited about that. And I was like, okay, like.
Do you like the 1975, Izzy?
Like shrug.
Yeah, same.
Like they're fine. And the same reaction to Julian Casablancas. Like, yeah. I understand he's iconic, but also like I'm like, what is he doing on like Mean Girls?
I know.
Like I'm confused.
I wanted it to be a baddie.
Yeah, it should have been.
It should have
a
been.
Woman.
Mm-hmm.
Woman erasure.
I thought the Bon Iver song was cool. I was not expecting that at all.
Oh yeah,
I agree.
Neither was I. I was like,
and
really
I was actually
confused.
Pleasantly surprised. I was like, how is this gonna play out? And then it was good.
Yeah, and I liked Rewind with Blade. I liked that. But the features were more iconic than the songs themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so too.
Like, it's a really interesting and fun group of people she chose to be like on the remix album, but mm-hmm. the way it actually played out, I'm like, meh.
Yeah. Oh, but I really like Club Classics featuring BB Tricks.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
good.
Is good.
That one's really good.
I got it liked. It's one of like.
Yeah. You don't have Addison Rae liked?
Okay.
Do you?
This is a big disagreement between us. I love that song. I'm
okay.
sorry.
I love
so
that song too.
Here's the thing. When it first came out, I was still anti Addison Rae.
Yeah.
She's
no.
grown on me. She's grown on
no.
me. I really like her music now. But when it first came out, I was like, what is she doing?
Mm-mm.
Freaking TikToker
is so
on the thing.
Good.
And.
I love her.
Actually, I'm not going to say this to, like, spare my life.
Say it.
Like, no, I think
Please.
It's for the best.
I'm actually begging.
The first time I heard the scream, I was like, this is stupid.
No.
No. It's,
oh, my God.
You just
it's
don't
iconic.
Understand. You don't understand.
It's
Maybe
iconic.
I don't.
You didn't get it.
Maybe I don't. Yeah.
I also thought that, I mean, the Lord feature is so iconic.
It's iconic, but I like the original.
The
better.
Lord.
Oh, really?
Girl So Confusing.
I also... That
I just think it's so
like,
cool because like they're talking about each other.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
that
but
is
no,
so
the second
cool.
verse of the original version is like lost now because no one ever plays it anymore.
Yeah.
And that verse
and
is really,
was
really,
a really good.
Good
verse.
Yeah. Yeah. But I still think that like they worked it out on the remix. Maybe some other people should have done that as well.
Yeah.
No tea, no shade.
Tea and shade. Honestly. And also, like, girl. At Taylor Swift. It's low-key, like, it's not that much about you.
No, it's mm-hmm.
like,
not.
And it's not a
it's about the
track.
Industry.
It's about the industry pitting women,
pitting
against,
women
each other.
Against each other.
And the fact that you're not getting it is literally, you're living, breathing proof. The fact that you're not, like, absorbing the message. Like, I fear this isn't a diss track on you. It's like, if it's a diss track to anyone, it's on the industry, which is also actively hurting you in a big mm-hmm. way. So, like, girl, I don't know what's wrong with you.
And
also,
I know she just called herself an English teacher in her Instagram caption. Where is the literacy, the reading comprehension?
Literally.
It's not there,
also,
girl.
Like, I don't know. Taylor Swift has had some songs that are lyrically really strong and really fascinating, but
10 years ago.
It's like.
Sorry.
It's literally. It's like. Finding needles in a haystack. Like,
yeah.
The majority of her songs are not that special, and there's so many of them at this point where it's like, okay, girl, like...
Yeah, the glazing is insane.
Yeah,
the
it's
glazing
just ridiculous.
Is unreal.
Also, which I have a couple friends who, like, not as much anymore, but who used to be, like, really diehard Taylor Swift fans.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, one of them, I was talking to them about, like, the new album, and they were like, yeah, like, it's interesting. You'll see that, like, no Taylor Swift fans are, like, defending this album. In the way that
so
they
terrible.
Historically have.
You yeah. know?
Like, there's been a lot of silence from the Taylor Swift fans.
But you know it's the entire Billboard Top 10 still. Oh, except for Golden from K-Pop Demon Hunters.
Whatever. Billboard is bullshit,
too. Yeah,
bro.
Billboard is literally like, bullshit. They just changed the rules and now Lady Gaga isn't on there anymore. They changed the rules and it's like if you've been on there for a certain amount of time, then you get dropped automatically. Like, if it's been, like, X amount of weeks since the album dropped. And it's like...
That's stupid.
Yeah, and depending on how high you are, so it's like if you're in the top five, it's, like, a longer amount of time. But if you're in the bottom, it's a shorter amount of time. It's, like, a scale, but...
Good music erasure.
Yeah.
Whatever. That's stupid.
That is stupid.
But anyways, that's our time.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah,
and you're welcome.
Thanks
back
for having
on.
Me. I had a really good time.
And thank you, the listeners. We
thank
love
you
for
listening.
And follow the Instagram.
@TETE_A_WMEC.
I think there's some T's in there.
There's like a few. And some E's as well. So you should follow it. And yeah. This was fun.
This was so much fun.
Yay. Okay, let's see. How many seconds we got? Oh, 20. Like 15. Once again, we're back on our 15-second countdown vibes.
Everyone, once this ends, should go stream a Charlie album of their choice.
Yeah, go stream Charlie.
I'm going to do that on the way home.
Stream a Charlie album that isn't Brat.